This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Montana has joined a dozen states in suing the drug maker Purdue Pharma over its role in creating the opioid epidemic. The company reports that it is working with over 30 state attorneys general in an investigation. Facebook is introducing a parental permission app for children between 6 and 12 so that they are enrolled in social media even earlier. Ireland will begin collecting over $15 billion in back taxes from Apple beginning in 2018 and putting them in an escrow fund during an appeal by the country and the company to the European Court of Justice. Russian team has been barred from the Winter Olympics by the International Committee because of state-sponsored doping. Individual athletes, if tested clean, will be allowed to compete. California's median home price at just over $500,000 is more than twice the national average and up over 60% from 5 years ago, according to Zillow. Representative John Conyers from Detroit, the longest-serving member of the House, founder of the Congressional Black Caucus, resigned amid accusations of sexual harassment by several female employees. Federal lawsuit filed by the MacArthur Justice Center of New Orleans has accused Gretna, a New Orleans suburb, of balancing the city budget on the backs of the poor through court fines and fees. Outdoor retailers Patagonia and REI accused the Trump administration of stealing public land with the drastic shrinking of national monuments in Utah, while environmental and conservation groups and a coalition of tribes began filing lawsuits to stop the action. Figures released by Homeland Security indicate that arrests by the Border Patrol fell to a 45-year low, down 25% from last year. State and local tax deduction provisions have been in place since the federal income tax was created in 1913. 28% of U.S. home sales this year have been all cash transactions, down from the peak of more than 40% in 2011 and 2012. Adobe Systems, a computer application company, ranked first for a satisfied workforce, partially because benefits include 6 months of paid parental leave, flexibility to work part-time, and a six-week sabbatical for employees to take time off to recharge. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.